Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love and to occasionally put in something odd, a reading, a poem, a joke, a story. And tonight I've got actually two wombats, so it's a double wombat night. That should be fun, at least for me, and I hope at least one of these wombats will ring your bell. We're going to start off with one of the most popular singers today, Adele. Adele has come on strong for the last 4 or 5 years, really a big star, and continually reinventing herself. And one thing I like about Adele's music is it's varied. A lot of the singers who become popular sort of have a formula they use, and most of their songs sound very similar. Some of Adele's songs are just completely from a whole other world. This is the first one I heard from her that I heard she was a star, but I'd never heard any music by her, and nothing caught me. But then I heard this one, Rolling in the Deep, and it really took off for me. So this is Rolling in the Deep by Adele.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare. See how I'll leave with every piece of you.
Baby,
That was Rolling in the Deep by Adele. She recorded that in 2011. It was her first number one hit. It went to number one in 11 countries and propelled her into instant stardom. And she's stayed up there on the top of the charts ever since. This year, 2017, she's still rolling in number one hits, or certainly top 10 hits. Now we're going to go back a few years to 1967. This is a song called Be Not Too Hard by Joan Baez. Joan Baez appeared on the music scene in 1960 as part of the folk music revolution. The Kingston Trio, Peter, Paul, and Mary, Bob Dylan, Joan Baez. And she had a beautiful, clear voice. I saw her in concert in Boston at least once, maybe twice. And just an incredible performer, wonderful charisma, just really something to see. And this was late in her career, really. It was 7 years, 1967. She'd already been famous for many years, and she wrote this. I don't know if she wrote it, but she certainly performed it to make it stick. She had a way of delivering a message. And this one, Be Not Too Hard, I think it speaks to all of us, certainly to me, of go easy on yourself. Life is hard. We do the best we can, but that's all we can do. And this is Joan Baez telling us that in a very strong way.
Be not too hard, for life is short, and nothing is given to man. Be not too hard when he's sold or bought, for he must manage as best he can. Be not too hard when he blindly dies, fighting for things he does not own. And be not too hard when he tells lies, or if his heart is sometimes like a stone. Not too hard, for soon he'll die, often no wiser than he began. Be not too hard, for life is short, and nothing is given to man. Life is short, and nothing is given to man. Be not too hard when he's sold or bought, for he must manage as best he can. Be not too hard when he blindly dies, fighting for things he does not own. Be not too hard when he tells lies, or if his heart is sometimes like a stone. Be not too hard, for soon he'll die, often no wiser than he began. Be not too hard, for life is short, and nothing is given.
That was Be Not Too Hard by Joan Baez. Now comes another impressive female musician. This is Lisa Schneckenberger. Although, how you can succeed in the commercial world with a name like Schneckenberger is just too long and too complicated. Lisa grew up in Maine, started playing fiddle at six. In 2001, she graduated from the New England Conservatory of Music with a degree in contemporary improvisation. She is a world-class fiddler and a beautiful singer, and she was on one of the weekends I was on. Cute little woman. She's not very big. I'd say 5'2 or 3", sort of pixie-looking. But still, when the music came out, it was just something to behold, something to be experienced. And this song in particular, The Irish Girl, I believe what she's doing is she is plucking the fiddle as if it were a guitar or a mandolin. So I believe this is Lisa Schneckenberger with the fiddle, but she's not bowing it, she's plucking it. And it's got a lovely tune and one I especially enjoy. This is The Irish Girl by Lisa Schneckenberger.
As I roved out one evening down by the riverside, looking all around me, an Irish girl I spied. So red and rosy were her cheeks, and yellow was her hair, and costly were the robes of gold my Irish girl did wear. The first time that I saw my love, I was sick and feeling bad. All that I could ask of her was that she might tie my head. I asked her if one as bad as me could ever mind again. For love is a sore disorder, did you ever feel pain? Let the wind blow high and low, boys, let the seas run mountains high. It is the seaman's duty, the helm to stand by. My love shall not come near me for all the moan I make. Neither will she pity me, though my poor heart should break. But if I were of noble blood and she of lower degree, she'd hear my lamentation. Pity me, let the wind blow high and low, me boys, let the seas run mountains high. It is the seaman's duty, the helm to stand by. My only love is fairer than the lilies that do grow. She has a voice that's clearer than any wind that blows. She's the promise of this country, like Venus in the air. So let her go wherever she will, she's my joy and only dear. Let the wind blow high and low, me boys, if the seas run mountains high. It is a seaman's duty, the helm to stand by. And if I were a butterfly, I'd light on my love's breast. If I were a linnet, I'd sing my love to rest. But if I were some nightingale, I'd sing till the morning came. For once I loved an Irish girl, she's my joy and only dear. Let the wind blow high and low, me boys, let the seas run mountains high. It is the seaman's duty, the helm to stand by. It is the seaman's duty, the helm to stand by. It is the seaman's duty, the helm to stand by.
That was The Irish Girl by Lisa Schneckenberger. Next comes up the Oak Ridge Boys, one of my favorite country groups. They always have a really deep bass, and I'm a bass, but not as deep as theirs. But I love the harmony part from the bass. I love the harmony. The Oak Ridge Boys just have great harmony. This is one of their best. It's called Sail Away, and it's been one of my favorites since the first time I heard it. So I always mention the top 10. I wonder how many top 10s I have. But Sail Away is certainly up there competing as one of my favorite all-time songs. So I take you to the Oak Ridge Boys and Sail Away.
Across the bay, a lady waits to hold me tight. And my boat are now ready to set sail. If the weather keeps on holding and the wind is right, I'll be wrapped up in my sweet one's arms tonight. And we will sail away on the wings of love into the night. Cast out our fortunes on the sea. Then we will go to sleep together with the rocking of the water. Dream of how our life will someday be when she sailed away with me. As I skip across the waves, my sails are high and full. My mind is on the one I wait to see. And I dream about an island somewhere in my mind, where someday I will take her off with me. And we will sail away on the wings of love into the night. Cast out our fortunes on the sea. Then we will go to sleep together with the rocking of the water. Dream of how our life will someday be when she sails away with me. Then a smile comes upon me as I look across the bow. I see a lady on the side, but she will wait no more as I head for the shore. Cause tonight I'm gonna take her for a ride. And we will sail away on the wings of love into the night. Cast out our fortunes on the sea. Then we will go to sleep together with the rocking of the water. Dream of how our life will someday be when she sails away. We'll sail away on the wings of love into the night. Cast out our fortunes on the sea. Go to sleep together with the rocking of the water. Dream of how our life will someday be when she sails away. We sail away on the wings of
Sail Away by the Oak Ridge Boys. And now comes the first Wombat. It's a poem by Rudyard Kipling. I often mention that I'm not a lot into traditional poetry. Well, a lot of poetry doesn't do much for me, but some does. And Rudyard Kipling in particular does speak to me. This is called A Smuggler's Song. And, you know, you think about the law and people who avoid the law and the communities that support people who are breaking the law. Bootlegging was a good example back in its day. Many people in communities knew who the bootleggers were and what they were doing, but they didn't turn them in. They were supporting them. They were their friends. And the same has been true in many societies, many cultures where there is a law imposed. And you get to things like the Brave New World in 1984 and where the law is clearly unfair. And well, here's one. In this day, when the poem was written in a community where smugglers would sneak by the British, would control what could be brought in and charge taxes and stuff. And the people needed those things and couldn't afford the taxes. So the people were supportive. And this poem was written as an instruction for children, telling them what to do when the smugglers came by. The smugglers were on the 5-and-20 ponies being led through the town. And it's telling them what to do when you hear them come through. And I want to explain something else to you. We can play any piece of recorded music just about on this show, and it's covered by a contract we have, but we can't play recorded vocal things, verbal things. I have a wonderful reading of this poem by a great reader, but I can't play it on the show because our contract doesn't cover it. So I get to read it, and I'll do my best. This is A Smuggler's Song by Rudyard Kipling. If you wake at midnight and hear a horse's feet, don't go drawing back the blind or looking in the street. Them that ask no questions isn't told a lie. Watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by. 25 ponies trotting through the park, brandy for the parson, baccy for the clerk, laces for a lady, letters for a spy, and watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by. Running out the woodlump, if you chance to find little barrels roped and tarred, all full of brandy wine, don't you shout to come and look, nor use them for your play. Put the brishwood back again, and they'll be gone next day. If you see the stable boy setting open wide, if you see a tired horse lying down inside, if your mother mends a coat cut above and tore, if the lining's wet and warm, don't you ask no more. If you meet King George's men dressed in blue and red, you be careful what you say and mindful what is said. If they call you pretty maid, and chuck you neath the chin, don't you tell them where no one is, nor yet where no one's been. Knocks and footsteps round the house, whistles after dark, you've no call for running out till the house dogs bark. Trusty's here and Pincher's here, and see how dumb they lie. They don't fret to follow when the gentlemen go by. If you do as you've been told, likely there's a chance you'll be given a dainty doll all the way from France, with a cap of Valenciennes and a velvet hood, a present from the gentleman along o' being good. 25 ponies trotting through the dark, brandy for the parson and baccy for the clerk. Them that ask no questions isn't told a lie. Watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by. That's The Smuggler's Song by Rudyard Kipling. And it's kind of scary thinking of the child wondering what's going on outside. And now she knows what's going on outside. The gentlemen are passing by. How about a change of pace? Next song is Highway Junkie by Chris Knight. I guess you'd call this country rock. And it's a truck driver song. Truck driver's talking about he's got to just keep pushing on, taking things to keep him awake, drugs to keep him awake, and driving on. Brokenhearted as he is, he's still doing his job. I first heard the song in I think it was called Space Truckers, a movie. And the guy was driving a spaceship. But really, it was a long-haul carrier. He was in the lead vehicle. He was alone, no other crew. He was in the cab, pulling behind him like 50 huge trailers through space, taking a delivery somewhere. And he had this song playing. And I thought it captured the mood of the long-distance trucker really great. So I bring you Highway Junkie by Chris Knight.
Cups of coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet. But I keep on moving, keep on moving on down the line. Ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, truckers' hearts get broke. Those big wheels of rubber gonna rub her off of my mind. I'm a highway junkie, I need that old white line. I was 10 miles out of Nashville, doing about 91. State boy pulled me over, he said, "Where's the fire, son?"
Highway Junkie by Chris Knight. Well, you can tell he was a little stressed, and I'm going to use that as a segue into the next song, next to reading, really, stress. I think the man's name is Infantino. I can't find it right now. But this song, this recording, is about what it's like to really be hopped up on stress and drinking coffee like is no tomorrow. And it's a cute thing. It's sort of intense. And if you've ever been in this state, you'll recognize it. I've been there, I think, maybe not quite as intensely as the person in the song, but still. So I bring you the experience, I guess I'll call it, the experience of stress.
I'm addicted to stress, that's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long. And I hang around like a bum, and I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. I'm addicted to stress, it's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long. And I hang around like a bum, I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me. Down on my caffeine consumption, so when I get up, I just have one cup of coffee, and I like to have another cup of coffee with my breakfast. And on the way to work, I like to get a cup of coffee, like the kind of cup of coffee that you get with a donut. If I never get the donut, I just have the cup of coffee. And when I get to work, I like to have a cup of coffee, because I like to have a coffee when I'm talking on the phone. But it usually goes cold, and I need to get another cup of coffee, and it's lunch, and I have an espresso. When I get back, it's not morning anymore, so I have a Diet Cola and another Diet Cola, and by then I'm feeling fine, and I'm feeling pretty sharp, and I'm feeling pretty wired, and I'm getting things done. But right about 2, I get this little tiny migraine, and it starts behind my eyes, and it moves to the back of my neck, and it moves to the bottom of my spine, but it doesn't get there till 5 or 6 o'clock, which is the end of the day, so I'm fine, so I'm fine, so I'm fine! Except when I have to work late, when I have to work late, which I usually do. I'm addicted to stress, that's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long. And I hang around like a bum, and I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me.
It's the little things that get you when you weren't paying attention. It's
to run, I love to play real hard. I love to steal little things from the grocery store, like a piece of bubble gum, or sometimes I just stick my thumb in a peach and leave it there. I love to work, I love to run, I love to water ski, snowboard, jet ski, skydive, parasail, hang glide, rollerblade, mountain bike, bungee jump. Well, I mean, I love to do these things if I ever have the time. I love to work, I love to work, I love to work out after work. I love to spend a little time with this woman that I'm seeing, so we never really get a little time to spend together. So we call each other up and we talk about work. But what I think I really love is to get up by myself on a little tiny island in the middle of the ocean with just me, a book, and a cellular phone, and a personal computer in case something came up. And I'd eat, and I'd drink, and I'd run, and I'd sleep, and I wouldn't do nothing except swim all day. Except I don't know how to do laps in the ocean. Where are the sharks? Where are the sharks? And there's this kind of anemone that sticks in your foot, and the poison goes up to your brain, and you die, and sand fleas! Sand fleas, yuck! But actually, I think it'd be really relaxing, just me by myself in the middle of the ocean, and that's what I'd really love to do more than anything else, except to probably hate it. I'm addicted to stress, that's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long. And I hang around like a bum, and I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me. Everybody's thinking about me. Everybody's thinking about me.
That was Stress by a Boston-based group called Jim's Big Ego, and Jim Infantino is the leader of that group. And care for a cup of coffee? Well, it's time to take a break and tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1. It's my chance to play for you songs I love and occasionally put in something like the last thing, something odd or peculiar, which I would call a wombat, even though that was a recorded song. And I've got another wombat coming up in a few minutes, so get ready for that. However, we're going to go into a more reflective sort of thing. The next few songs are quieter. The next one is called The Age of Innocence by Don Henley, and it has a kind of... I don't know what to call it, musy kind of feel, drifty. And, of course, the age of innocence. When we're growing up, we start off, well, if you discount original sin, we start off pretty innocent. And as we get older, we learn to do things we shouldn't do, and we aren't quite so innocent. And then at some point in life, we realize we've done a number of things we probably shouldn't have done, and we certainly don't feel terribly innocent, not like some people. Anyway, this is a song about the end of the innocence. So you can imagine that this is where people realize they are no longer innocent.
Since daddy had to fly, oh, but I know a place where we can go, still untouched by men. So watch the clouds roll back, the tall grass fades in the wind. You can lay your head back on the ground, let your hair fall all around you. Offer up your best.
swords for this tired old man that we elected king. Armchair warriors often fail. We've been poisoned by these fairy tales. The lawyers clean up all details since daddy had to lie. Oh, but I know the place where we can go and wash away this sin. Sit and watch the clouds roll by, the tall grass waves in the wind. Just lay your head back on the ground and let your hair spill all around me. Offer up your best defense. This is the end. This is the end of the innocence. So far, so fast, but somewhere back there in the dust, that same small town in each of us. I need to remember this, so baby, give me just one kiss. Let me take a long last look before we say goodbye. Just lay your head back on. Your hair fall all around me. Offer up your best defense. This is the end. This is the end of the innocence.
The Age of Innocence by Don Henley. Now comes another reflective song. This is A Pirate Looks at 40 by Jimmy Buffett. As you live your life, you often wonder about the paths not taken. You know, should I have been a teacher? Should I have gotten a PhD? Should I have moved to a foreign country and spent my life there as an expatriate? All the opportunities that presented themselves to you at various points, you wonder how it would have been. And A Pirate Looks at 40 is Jimmy Buffett looking back, or the character in the song looking back. And there's one line I like. Yes, I am a pirate, 40 years too late. The idea was that he feels his spirit, his soul, was that of a pirate. But by the time he came along, there were no ships to plunder and just nothing to do as a pirate. So he missed his calling. And the song tells an interesting story of reflecting back. You have to translate it into your terms of whatever opportunities you think would have been interesting to have pursued. So I bring you Jimmy Buffett singing A Pirate Looks at 40.
Mother, Mother Ocean, I have heard you call. Wanted to sail upon your waters since I was 3 feet tall. You've seen it all. You've seen it all.
Watch the man who rode you switch from sails to steam. And in your belly you hold the treasures few have ever seen. Most of them dream. Most of them dream. Yes, I am a pirate. 200 years too late. The cannons don't thunder. There's nothing to plunder. I'm an over 40 victim of fate. Arriving too late. Arriving too late. Done a bit of smuggling, and I've run my share of grass. I made enough money to buy Miami, but I pissed it away so fast. Never meant to last. Never meant to last. To go fishing down the rock bottom again. Just a few friends. Just a few friends. Occupational hazard be my occupation's just not around. I feel like I drown. Gonna head up town. I feel like I drown. Gonna head up town.
Jimmy Buffett singing A Pirate Looks at 40. Well, now it's Wombat number two. Last week, I read to you a fairly serious, it was tongue-in-cheek, I suppose, but melodrama, The Green Eye of the Little Yellow God. And in case you weren't here for that or would like to be reminded, the first verse of it sounds really ominous. And then I'm going to read you a parody of this. So the first verse of The Green Eye of the Little Yellow God is this. There's a one-eyed yellow idol to the north of Kathmandu. There's a little marble cross below the town. And a broken-hearted woman tends the grave of Mad Karoo, while the yellow god forever gazes down. And the rest of the poem is a melodrama of a search and destroy and being killed, a murder. So I am now going to read you a parody of that. This is called The Green Tie on the Little Yellow Dog, and it's by Billy Bennett. There's a little sallow idle man lives north of Waterloo, and he owns the toughest music hall in town. There are broken-hearted comics. There's a graveyard for them, too. And the gallery guards are forever gazing down. He was known as Fat Carew in the pubs round Waterloo, and he wore a green tie with a diamond pin. He was worshipped in the ranks by the captain of the Swanks, and the Coleman's daughter loved his double chin. He had loved her all along, and despite his ong bong bong, the fact that she loved him, they say, was right. Though her complexion was a fake and her teeth were put and take, put in by day and taken out by night. 'Twas the 15th anniversary of her 22nd year, so he smiled at her and sweetly as a hog, and asked what present she would like, and jestingly she said, "Your green tie for my little yellow dog." Fat Carew seemed in a trance, and his heart slipped through his pants, but he tried his utmost not to look a wreck. So he handed her the tie and kissed her hand goodbye, and when he bowed his head, she bit his neck. Later on, Carew came to. His tie had gone, it's true, and his tie pin with it, he seemed in a fog. He rushed like mad to find that she'd tied the tie behind to the tailpiece of her little yellow dog. She was screaming like a child. The dog was running wild, biting policemen as he galloped up the street. For the little dog, called Tom, when he wagged his to and from, felt a tie pin urge him on to meet his fate. The dog returned at dawn with his windscreen slightly torn, and on seeing, took something from the lady's room. To another room he flew, saying, "That's for Fat Carew," and silently he slunked out in the gloom. When Carew jumped into bed, he'd have wakened up the dead with a scream as he fell like a hog. Her false teeth, they were buried in the seat of Fat Carew. 'Twas the vengeance of the little yellow dog. There's a cockeyed yellow poodle to the north of Ganga Pooch. There's a little hot cross bun that's turning green. There's a double-jointed woman doing tricks in Chuchin Choo. And you're a better man than I am, Gunga Din. That was The Green Tie on the Little Yellow Dog, a poem by Billy Bennett. Well, that's a change of pace, and we'll have another one now. We're now going to play one of the great songs of my generation. Aha. Well, another song I like a lot. It's called A Slow Burn by T.G. Shepherd. And if you've ever been in a relationship where I hate to call it lust, but where attraction was so strong that you just couldn't forget about it, then you've had this experience. And T.G. Shepherd does a wonderful job of talking about what it's like to be in such a relationship. And this is A Slow Burn.
She's got that dark hair falling across her shoulders. There's not a man alive that wouldn't want to hold her. And the way she moves, just the way she moves, that's enough to keep me on a slow burn. Keep me on a slow burn. In her high heels kicking across her dance floor, she's more woman than I could ever ask for. Still there's something in her eyes, in those dark eyes, that's love, and it keeps me on a slow burn. Keeps me on a slow burn. When we touch, the fire breaks out and it rages out of control. Just dies down to a slow burn.
just dies down to a slow burn, a slow burn, a slow burn, a slow burn.
She's got that dark hair falling across her shoulders, keeps me on a
slow.
That was Slow Burn by T.G. Shepherd. Well, I've got time to sneak in one more song. And I heard a quote recently I liked a lot. It said, "Life isn't fair, but it's good." There are a lot of ways to deliver that message. And this is Lynn Anderson singing, "I Never Promised You a Rose Garden."
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give. So live or let go. Oh, 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 I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover. So you better think it over. Well, if sweet talking you could make it come true, I would give you the world right now on a silver platter. But what would it matter? So smile. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could sing you a tune and promise you the moon, but if that's what it takes to hold you, I'd just as soon let you go. But there's one thing I want you to know. You better look before you leap. Still waters run deep, and there won't always be someone there to pull you out. And you know what I'm talking about. So
I think each baby should be given a little copy of that record to listen to as they grow up, because we do grow up with the illusion that we were promised a rose garden, that things are going to be good, even though we learn over and over that bad things can happen. You know, one of the classic questions that they say causes some religions to come into being is, why do bad things happen to good people? Or stated another way, why do bad things happen to me? And yet we learn that that's what makes life full and interesting, and try and accept it. Recently, my wife and I watched a movie called The Shack, and it was very religious in a strange sort of way. It involved the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, but they weren't at all traditionally Christian or even religious in a way. It was more like a self-help book. And the man, the protagonist in the story, had some bitter feelings toward, I won't get into the details, but he really did have some reason to hate someone. And they wanted him to forgive the person. And he said, I can't do it. And at one point they said, just say you can do it. Just say I forgive him. And that was interesting to me. I don't think that just saying it helps much. But hey, try it. Maybe it'll work for you. Armchair psychology. A lot of theories suggest that reliving or reinvoking or going back to horrible experiences can sort of get you to get over them. Maybe. Give it a shot. In any case, I find that music does that for me. Each song deals with the good, the bad, or the ugly, and it allows me to reflect on those things. So, it's now time to tell you goodbye and to ask you to join me in doing something I ask you to join me in every week, and that is this. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.